For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A pipeline protester is charged for chaining himself to an excavator to protest the construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. A host of new laws take effect today in Virginia. And as Virginia's first medical pot facilities get set to open, advocates say there's lots of confusion among people who might benefit from them. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, July 1st. A man who chained himself to an excavator to protest the construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline has been charged with two misdemeanors. The Roanoke Times reports 26-year-old Michael James DeRamo is facing misdemeanor counts of entering private property to damage it and preventing the operation of a vehicle. Virginia State Police used a mechanized lift on Friday to remove James DeRamo from a site just west of Roanoke. The Blacksburg resident, in a statement released by the organization Appalachians Against Pipelines, says he has watched as this pipeline has wreaked havoc on the land and people's lives. Authorities in Virginia and West Virginia have charged about 40 people who have attempted to block construction since work began last year. Thousands of Virginians will be able to get their driver's licenses back. Bars will be able to promote their happy hour specials, and big dollar lottery winners will be able to keep their identities secret. Those are among the changes under new state laws going into effect today, Monday, July 1st. A package of new laws will go into effect aimed at reducing evictions by giving tenants more time to pay rent and fees ahead of an eviction notice, and also limiting the number of legal actions a landlord may file. These new laws are the result of a push that began last year after a research group at Princeton University found that five cities in Virginia have some of the highest eviction rates in the country. In addition, Virginia's Jim Crow era exceptions to the state's minimum wage law are coming off the books. Also beginning today, the price of getting a car inspection goes up from $16 to $20. And using your cell phone while driving through a highway work zone could cost you a $250 fine. Discriminatory doctors, economic instability, and homelessness were several topics discussed at Virginia's first LGBTQ Health Equity Symposium. 200 people attended the event at Virginia Commonwealth University. From partner station WCVE, Brianna Scott reports.
Virginia Department of Health's Dr. Lauren Powell said it isn't enough to give people access to health care.
Equality is giving everyone the same thing. Equity is giving people what they actually need.
One big issue is trans health care. A 2015 nationwide transgender survey found 1 in 4 had difficulty with their insurance, nearly 25% avoided care out of fear of being mistreated. Dr. Aaron Wiseman wants more transgender-centric training for health professionals.
Teaching clinicians how to be empathetic and how to listen to their patients.
Dr. Powell says the VDH is working on initiatives such as a health equity boot camp for health professionals.
That's Brianna Scott with partner station WCVE reporting. Virginia's foreign-born population is skyrocketing, although the state's approach to that segment of its population may be lagging behind. From Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
In the last 20 years, the number of foreign-born residents in Henrico County has increased 130%. In Prince William County, it spiked 230%. Laura Gorin at the Commonwealth Institute says those foreign-born Virginians are more educated than the average Virginian, but they have lower earnings.
Folks who have attained particular advanced credentials outside of the United States may have had trouble transferring those credentials to the United States, which may mean that they're working in jobs below their level of skill and education.
Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says he suspects the arrival of Amazon in Northern Virginia may make the next 20 years look very different.
It's not going to take long for people that are highly educated to look on their laptop and say, hey, someone who's not nearly as skilled and experienced as I am is being paid 3 to 4 times as much as I am.
The Commonwealth Institute says Virginia can address what it calls the brain drain by making sure credentials can be transferred, one step toward making sure that the earnings gap is not based on racial bias. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, Virginia's first 5 medical marijuana facilities are set to open by the end of the year, including one near Stanton. But only about 600 people around the state have registered so far for the medical pot program. Advocates report confusion about how the program works. From our partner station, WCVE, Ben Pavier has more.
Katie peeled 15 apples a day for her grandmother for 8 days. How many apples did she peel in all?
Madison Davis is sitting at a table with her tutor, knocking out some math problems before ballet practice.
120.
Very good.
Davis was 5 years old when she was diagnosed with a rare type of brain cancer called ependymoma. A couple years ago, her parents turned to cannabis as a way to help prevent Madison from having seizures. Melanie Davis is convinced that it does much more than that, that cannabis is what's keeping her daughter active.
That's the only thing that she's been on for 2 years, and you won't convince us that that's not the reason why she is still herself.
Right now, the Davises are forced to buy Madison's cannabis oils out of state. But soon, they'll be able to get it at a so-called processor that's set to open in nearby Portsmouth, not far from their home in Hampton. It's one of 5 facilities across the state that will grow, process, and sell medical cannabis products to approved patients. They'll begin selling their product in early spring. That doesn't mean that medical marijuana is legal. Instead, patients register with the Virginia Board of Pharmacy for what's known as an affirmative defense, a kind of doctor's note certifying to police that a patient can carry products sold at the processors.
The hardest part of all of it was getting our medical certificate to register in the state of Virginia. And all that is a form that the doctor signs that says this person has a medical condition that could potentially be benefited by cannabis.
Melanie says Madison's doctor had some technical problems with an emailed form sent by the state. They're not the only ones who've had trouble navigating the state's new program. Jean-Michel Padini heads the Virginia chapter of the marijuana advocacy group Normal. She estimates she gets 8 to 10 calls a day from people trying to register.
Yep, there is definitely a lack of educational resources available to healthcare providers and to patients.
Padini says Virginia Normal is trying to fill in the gaps, providing patients with instructions on how to navigate the state's bureaucratic registration process. The lingo is also a barrier. Many people now recognize CBD, a compound found in both legal hemp and illegal marijuana. The hemp version is now available at gas stations and grocers across the state. Aaron Lopez is with the Northern Virginia processor called Dolcito.
The problem is that bottle or that product is unregulated. We don't know exactly what's in it. We don't know if it's subpotent, and we don't know if it's being tested for heavy metals.
The Food and Drug Administration is in the process of drafting regulations on hemp CBD. Lopez and the other Virginia processors want hemp CBD gummies to face the same testing they're required to do for their marijuana products. The processors won't sell the cannabis plant itself. Instead, they'll have oils, pills, and creams. Some of those will contain THC, the compound in cannabis that makes you high, and that's used in combination with CBD to treat medical conditions. So far, only around 600 people have gotten certified to buy from the processors. But advocates like Jean-Michel Padini think Virginia will eventually need more facilities to avoid supply shortages that have occurred in other states.
Now, the million-dollar question is, when will we get more? And that's really up to Virginians and who they elect to represent them in the General Assembly.
The legislature's Republican leaders have signaled they want to take a wait-and-see approach. But they're all up for re-election in November. The winning lawmakers will convene for session in January, just as the processors are planting their first cannabis seeds. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.